Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I don't like football anymore, guy.
Sorry, I was texting my mum.
Oh.
On my laptop.
Does she like football?
No. Also, speaking of my mum, my dad, they're not together anymore. They're divorced many years ago. Amicable. Very, very friendly. No, it's fine. No. They're very friendly. As you know, you've had dinner with them many a time. Well, a few times anyway, not many. You've definitely had a steak together.
We have.
My dad said at the weekend when I saw him, because I've seen him for a little while, I've been on holiday, that he actually sponsored Junior Marathon, him and his partner, Anne.
Oh,
so
thank you.
I think he was quite keen for me to tell you that he'd sponsored you.
Oh, I'll,
I think it's 20 quid each, so if you can reimburse
him.
It's really
nice, him, really nice of him. Like, can you just pay guy like, you just pay it to me.
Yeah.
And we're actually raised in total £6,608 for the charity, for the
that's really
marathon.
Good. That's
so thank
impressive.
You everyone that supported the charity. Yeah, I've gone off football.
Is that because Manchester United lost 4-0 to Crystal Palace?
Yeah.
That was only a week ago now because it's going on Friday. And you're still not over it, are you? Because you love your football that much. Hate your football now.
It's the first time... I was actually watching my laptop, right? It's the first time I genuinely slammed down my laptop after the
really?
Victory. Yeah. I don't know why I'm getting so into it.
Well, it's a weird time when you're not doing that well.
I know, isn't it weird? Yeah.
The thing is, though, with football, again, I'm a very casual fan. I support Liverpool, and I always say this to you, probably on podcast or off podcast, I like how much I like football, because I like it enough to get excited about watching it and watch the analysis on YouTube, etc., but it doesn't really bother me too much if they win or they lose. I'm kind of
You know what it is, though? When I look back on Facebook memories, okay, from years ago, I used to do loads of Facebook statuses about football. Loads!
You were probably the kind of person I'd imagine who'd hear somebody else say something. So someone might say back in the day, we need to move on Gary Neville now. He's served his time, but he can't run. He's like a bloody milk float. Next thing you're like, right, that sounds good.
I'll pinch that. Yeah, but honestly, really gone off it. So...
You like your F1, so you're happy that Lando Norris won?
Very happy Lando Norris won. I feel like I've not had a new fad for a while. I keep wanting to try paddle.
Yeah.
Just can't.
That, you know what it is for me though, with my paddle, it does feel very faddy. So like, you might get into something and be like, no, this isn't a fad, I'm into it. But I think even paddle, you'd know, oh, it's going to last 6 weeks
I know.
Max. But
I really want to give it a go as well.
Yeah.
Would you ever do it?
I'd do it. Yeah, I would have a go. I used to, this is a bit, not the coolest sport, but I quite enjoy a game of badminton.
Badminton's great.
It doesn't look that great when you're not very good, because your technique isn't the most masculine, if I'm being honest.
I went through a spell of badminton, don't forget.
Doesn't surprise me.
Since we've been doing the podcast.
It was the outfit that you wore that was a bit strange.
I thought you had to wear a tutu.
Yeah, well, at your club.
Yeah, I was, I've proper gone off other sports. I've actually not watched a lot of golf recently.
No. Or sport in general.
What have I been doing with my time?
Scrolling on TikTok.
Must be.
Bet your stats are. I don't have to show them now. But
The good thing is
that your worst?
I forgot to say this in the original podcast, what I was really proud of about going away to France.
Yeah, well.
I didn't drink.
Well done. I thought that was standard for you now.
I've not drank alcohol since the Sunday of Augusta.
Was that when you saw Tommy Fleetwood, or was that the other day?
That was the day after.
That's good.
So yeah, Phil Kenyon messaged me.
Oh, did he? Did he hear someone showed him the podcast? So this is people who haven't listened to that episode. That was where Rick said at Augusta, he ran up to the putting green and shout with Tommy Fleetwood or something like that. And Phil Kenyon was stood there with him.
So Phil Kenyon messaged me last week saying death stare question mark.
Yeah.
And I knew exactly what he meant, but I had to play up that I didn't know what he meant. Yeah. I went, what do you mean? He said, I believe I gave you the death stare at Augusta. Ooh. I said, oh, he said, listen to the podcast. It was when you were bladdered.
Yeah.
So I put, yeah, I wasn't in a good position. I've made that family friendly. Telling the story of when I saw you and Tommy on the putting green, making a fool of myself. He said, yeah, believe so. He said, I didn't mean to give you the death stare. It was my work face.
You know what? I've only met Phil Kenyon a handful of times, and he's a very, very nice guy, and he's obviously incredibly knowledgeable. But he does have this feeling about him that I kind of wouldn't want to mess with him for some reason. I don't quite know. Right. But it's quite a good vibe to have, that, isn't it? Like, I bet you were a little bit panicking. Other people, you wouldn't have even entertained that.
I said to him later, I was actually scared to text him after Scottie Scheffler won to congratulate him, because I thought, that's it now. Mine and Phil's relationship has gone.
He's a bit like that sound teacher that you get on with really well, but you also don't want to annoy.
I said, basically, you were right to give him the death stare.
Yeah.
He said he could smell the booze from the middle of the putting green.
God.
It's quite embarrassing, that, isn't it? But I don't think he could have. Because one, I was on vodka, and it's on
Zalia's. Smell vodka.
Can you?
Of course you can.
All right, I thought it was incognito.
No, every morning I can smell it. I'm joking.
I thought you don't need a hammered YouTuber interrupting your work the night before.
God, imagine that.
Sunday. Anyway, just a quick one. He's now won 6 major tournaments with his players.
That's a good effort, isn't it?
It's pretty good, that, isn't it?
It'll be, you know what, though? I was about to say, I'll stop myself on my tracks, that being a golf coach like that on tour would be the best job in the world. I bet it's not.
It's a lot of
travel.
Most
weeks you're losing, let's be honest. You are. Because for those guys at that level, they don't see second place as a win. They are keeping the card as a win. Winning's winning. Everything else is losing.
Yeah.
So most weeks you're losing. Travel. The balance of players.
A lot of travel.
I bet it's long days. You know, if you've got a player that's going off first, a guy that's going off last, and the guy that's first wants a bit of a insight before he tees, I don't know, whatever he might want. He might not want much coaching, but just quick check of my stroke. Yep. The guy who's teed off last, who's leading on the Saturday, had a bit of a bad round, wants to come after the round to check him out, potentially, I don't know. That could be 5 in the morning till whatever at night.
Well, he was on the green with Tommy, literally the last people leaving. Like, that was probably 7:30, 8 o'clock at night.
And is there a point in that level as well, with that much money involved, where he can just say, oh no, I can't, I'm have an early night? I don't really think so.
If he tucks up in bed for an early night and someone says, Scottie Scheffler says, get to the putting green, he's got to go to the putting green.
Well, that's it. And whereas in football, the manager and stuff is the boss, and the players, although it doesn't always work like that. I suppose in this instance, it's literally, well, the player's the boss.
Yeah.
You can say to you, right, I don't want to work with anymore if you're not meeting his needs.
Yeah, it would be stressful.
But then the highs.
Well, the highs, how many after parties have you been to?
Yeah, that's probably not on the top of Phil's agenda, though. That's the way you're different. He's thinking about the trophies in his cabinet and the success and his body of work, and you're thinking of the after parties.
I'm thinking about the after party and the cut he makes.
Imagine if you, when you were a coach, you were an after party for everyone that won the midweek medal. Rick, hiya, mate. It's Gary here. Oh, hiya, Gary. All right. Yeah, I played the midweek medal today and I won, got 37 points. Oh, great. We're having a lock in at the King's Arms if you come in. I'll be there now.
That was my motivation. It would be weird. Would you rather be, okay, would you rather, you ready? Be a caddy or a coach?
Coach. No questions asked. I respect, sorry, I've got a noisy chair again. I respect caddies, and they must have a very nice lifestyle if you're an elite, top caddy and a lot of money. But all that must be graft.
Okay.
That's actually an easy one for me.
Would you, it's probably not many others, would you rather be a tour referee, okay?
Yeah.
Or a starter?
Referee.
Because you don't feel like you're going to get used as much.
You don't. I imagine you being a starter in the Wii's. I could not do it.
I couldn't be a starter because I can't pronounce many words.
No. Didn't you mess up saying pronounce then? I can't.
Not even names, actual words. I can't pronounce
on the
words.
Tree. Oh, sorry. T.
Considering my job is talking on camera for a living, yeah. I cannot talk for save my life. That's all I've got.
Would you rather be somebody like Todd Hamilton, who wins a major, has got that forever, or, and I won't say someone like a Monty, because that's a no-brainer for me, I'd rather be Monty, but like a guy who's had an all right career, but never won a major, but he's won a couple of times on tour. Let me think of a good example. Who could I use here? I thought of a question without having a question, really.
Camila Vijaygas.
I'd rather be Camila Vijaygas than... Well, that's because he's good looking and stuff, isn't he? He's a good What about... Let me think. I heard one the other day, I can't remember who it was now, that said they'd rather be David Toms than Tiger Woods.
So I don't get that.
I do. Because this is the simple fact of it. If you're David Toms, I don't know what his career winnings are, but he's won a lot of money. You've got all the money in the world. Go out. You probably don't get recognised ever. Tiger Woods. Just imagine being Tiger Woods. I think being someone like a Shane Lowry would be nice. In the right place, getting recognised. But he could probably walk through Heathrow Airport and not get stopped very often. Even Tommy, I guess, because Tommy's a weird one. Like, in the world of golf, massive. In the world of sport, big. In the world of non-sport, not big. Whereas Tiger, I think, is big in every asset. Pardon the pun. How did that come out so naturally then as well? That's what she said. Anyway.
Oh. I think... I don't want to be Tiger Woods.
No. Speaking of Tiger Woods, obviously Sunday Red Line has come out recently. And we spoke about in the last podcast, expensive.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
If he has charged quite a lot of money for several parts of his apparel, and I actually kind of agree with it to a degree. I think it kind of works because he's obviously gone initially after this very small drop of product and charging a lot of money for it. Now he's either got, you'd imagine he's either got two plans. The plan is that will how it will be forever. It's small quantities, it's very expensive, it sells out very quickly. Or it's going to go much, much, much more mass market and it'll become much more affordable down the line and it'll be in a lot more retailers and won't have that kind of exclusivity.
Since I looked when it launched last week, there's a lot more products online.
Yeah, I think that's what this kind of had that first launch to really get it going.
And also what was under, like, you could only buy, I think if you're a member of the Sunday Red community, you can, I know, it's sold out, that's why. Oh God, quite a lot of it sold out.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's gone. I think a lot of it's getting resold though. So whether people are thinking that it, you know, they'll buy it and then sell it on, which is why it's sold out, I'm not sure. But I wonder what his actual goal is with it, because Tiger's got more money than he'll ever know what to do with. He's got a legacy that's, you know, second to Jack Nicklaus. Is he doing this to set up himself even further, to sell it as mass, or is it just a case of he was ending with Nike, I may as well wear my own thing and make a few quid out of it? I can't imagine at this point in his life now that Sunday Red is going to go on to be this massive brand forever.
I can't imagine it. I mean, his net worth, I mean, his Google,
it's billion,
isn't it? 1.3 billion.
Yeah. So is Sunday Red going to have that reach? Who is it going to ever become a Nike? I very much doubt it. Is it, you know...
Did you see him on Jimmy Fallon?
Yeah, he went doing all the rounds, didn't he? And
that seemed very unnatural for him.
Yeah.
But it's what he has to do.
He went on a few, well, that's it. He went obviously pushing his product.
I didn't think he was great on Jimmy Fallon.
No. Looked a bit awkward.
Yeah, it was like only 8 minutes.
Yeah.
And it just wasn't great for someone who's so decorated as one of the most successful sports people ever to walk the planet. It just seemed a bit, you know, Michael Jordan wouldn't have received that sort of treat. Like Michael Jordan would have been, it would have been the whole show would have been about him.
Whether really. He only wanted 8 minutes.
I mean, maybe.
Whether he just wanted to go on, plug his merch.
And then the other thing is he's talking about, I mean, it's a clothing line. It's a power line, not a merch line.
Sorry.
But you would, he mentioned quite a bit about how he's making it for performance wear. That's not who's buying it, really. It's fans that are buying it. It is more like merch than it is apparel line for elite golfers.
I think performance for apparel and footwear is a funny area, because, you know, obviously you work with Echo and a lot of the storytelling is around performance and comfort. And I must admit, if you wore like an Echo golf shoe to go and play golf in and then went and wore a trainer, you might not think there's much difference, but there is. In terms of, like, obviously the traction is a massive thing, the comfort over 18 holes, the breathability, the waterproof, it does genuinely make a difference. How much it affects your score, down to each individual, I'm sure. But even apparel, I mean, if you think about, like, certainly outerwear, like a waterproof jacket, a really noisy, heavy one compared to one that you can swing free, and it does make a difference. But then when it comes down to things like your trousers and your top, I think it's a tough one, the performance messaging, isn't it? Because how much does it make a difference, really? I suppose you could argue at the top of every 0.5% you can gain, but...
There's so much more products on it. They've definitely put more on since I first saw it.
Maybe that first
drop
was like super exclusive then. Great.
I'm trying to find things that I could buy. So I'll tell you about the story about...
The book.
So Pearl came home with I think it was quite a while ago now, but came home with a book about Olympic sports.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's called something like Ready, Set, Gold. Yep. Ready, Set, Gold. And in this book, there's a page or two pages about the sport that's in the Olympics. So naturally... There's a page in golf, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It was full of gobbledygook.
Like?
How golfers dress. What did it say?
Like smart pants or...
Plus fours.
Oh, did it? Oh.
This is a new book. That's talking about plus fours.
Yeah, it's a bit silly.
It gave every sport a likeliness of you being able to win gold in that sport, okay?
You as a person, like...
You as a person reading that book.
That's weird.
As a kid, okay?
Yeah.
So it had from like... likely to less likely,
right?
Okay, for Pearl, my 7-year-old daughter, where do you think it came of her winning the gold medal in golf?
Likely,
quite likely.
Mm.
Are you kidding me? Like other sports was like almost impossible. Golden medal. Oh yeah, easy.
Yeah, it's because, and the reason I said that is not that I think it is likely, is because when someone who obviously doesn't play much sport makes that book, you think of the 100 meters. That is literally so difficult to do, isn't it, to win the 100 metres? And they've probably just thought, golf, loads of people play golf. But I suppose more people play golf, it makes it harder. I don't know.
And going back to our point about the pricing, it was like, yeah, golf's really expensive. I was like, God, this is literally almost as if they've written a stereotype of golf.
That's annoying. I suppose the only thing I'd caveat that with then, in terms of likely and not likely, is that if you did get a random child... whoever that was, so winning the gold medal in 100 metres or in swimming or cycling or whatever it might be, the level of training and also commitment and diet and all those other things, that really, not only about performance, but really mindset will make it so much more difficult. Whereas with golf, I know, you have to practice and it is all moving more towards that way, but I suppose if you look at, no disrespect, Justin Rose or Xander Schauffele, yes, they are athletes in the golf world, but they're not as athletes as
that,
other
it did
athletes.
Say that as well in like body shape. It was like, doesn't matter.
Does it matter?
It's just like
it should do from an aspirational standpoint.
It
as
just
a
felt
yeah.
like in this book, yeah, it was, of all these incredible sports and all these athletes, it's like they just ranked golf as such a like a meh.
Well, hopefully we've got a generation between 5 and 10 who like the easy way, the easy route, and go, all right, well, if golf's the easiest one, I'll just do golf then. And we've got loads of new golfers. They'll soon find out
like
it's not.
I respond this as a positive guy somehow.
It is positive.
You've done a really good job there.
So they'll, and then what they do, they go, right, well, golf's the easiest sport to get a medal. I want an Olympic medal, as we all do. I'll start playing golf. I'll go onto YouTube. I'll watch a bit of this guy. Who's this guy, Rick Shields? All right, okay, I'll watch him.
You've really turned this into a positive.
Next thing, and then they go, right, I need some clubs and buy some clubs. But this club, the head cover that comes is rubbish. Mum, this head cover's rubbish. I know it is rubbish. I'm sorry, darling. It costs £600, that driver, but the head cover's crap. Do you want a new one? I would love one. Well, what one do you want? The Rick Shields one? Well, I don't know where to get a Rick Shields head cover. Mum, how many times? RickShields.com. Click on the store. You're thick.
Wow, I like
next
this.
Thing, this kid is wearing plus fours, thinking he's going to win, or she, he's going to win a gold medal with your merch.
You're a good man. By the way, sorry, how rude of us. How are you, Matt?
Oh, God. Hello.
If it sat there with a mic for 10 minutes going, when do I get to talk?
I put it down.
How are you?
Just letting you flow.
I tell you what, I need a wee. I'll leave you to 5 minutes to wrap this up. Wow. How's that sound?
Anything else you want to add?
No. So I'll see everyone on next week. I'm on holiday. You won't see me. Oh. I'm going away.
Wait, anywhere nice?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mallorca.
Guess I'll be stepping in as co-host.
We're away.
Oh, yeah.
You're abroad.
Oh, but we can't say anything.
I can't say where we're going.
Right. I'll let you have a couple of minutes, Matt.
We're coming to Mallorca with you guys.
And I'll see you later on.
Let's keep him here because he's dying for a wee.
Bye, guy.
Bye.
Bye. Right, now, guy's gone, Matt.
Yep.
What should we talk about?
Could talk about... actually, I've got an interesting story.
Go on.
I was bank holiday weekend, enjoying the sun.
Yeah.
And I got a text on the Sunday from my friend Craig saying, do you want to play golf today? We're a man short of the scratch team.
Oh. So do you know anyone that can play?
Well, yes, I am no scratch golfer. However, I have been trying to improve and I thought there's no better way. Get stuck in. And I gave it a good go. I got beat 2-1 with my partner, but... You know, I gave it a good show.
Good on you, mate.
Yeah, I was pleased with that.
Very impressive. Did you feel nervous?
Yeah. Well, not initially. I thought, well, it's just a round of golf, isn't it? I'm not nervous. And I teed my ball up and a lot of people stood behind me, hands shaking a little bit.
Were you first one out or?
A third, I think. So there's a few people, but it was a nice day. So there was a lot of people milling around the clubhouse, so... enjoying a nice, refreshing drink on a sunny day. And then I pull hooked a 5-wood onto the 18th and somehow made a par. But yeah.
That's brilliant. But you might get invited back.
Well, yeah, hopefully. Yeah.
If someone pulls out again.
Exactly, yeah. Until I get to scratch. But I'm hovering around 8 handicap at the minute, so some way to go.
Proud of you.
Yeah, I'm doing well.
Well done, mate. Right. I think we shall wrap it up. We'll see you next week, everybody. Thanks for listening, as always. And we shall, we're on our travels next week. So we'll see how we can squeeze a podcast in. Have a great week, everyone. See you soon.
Bye.
Witness history at Roland Garros, where old rivalries meet new talent on the clay battleground. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled access as the world's top players in tennis face off to see if the veterans maintain their dominance or if a fresh face rises to challenge them. Daily live coverage of the French Open begins Monday, May 20th. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.